Welcome. For Parsha Bamidbar, we actually have the Meshech Chachma gives a Dvar Torah on, he gives a commentary on the Haftorah. Because in Sefer Bamidbar, we have Hashem's commandment to Moshe to count Am Yisrael. And the Haftorah quotes a pasuk from Hosea. The Haftorah has a pasuk from Hosea, Vayam Espar Bnei Yisrael Kachol Hayam Asher Leimad, that Bnei Yisrael, the Jews, should multiply like grains of sand. And we know, the Meshech Chachma mentions, that we know that David HaMelech made a mistake and counted the Jews, which is a problem, because if the bracha is for Am Yisrael to be so great, they should be unlimited, counting is a problem for that. But the Meshech Chachma makes an interesting note, that here in this pasuk, it refers to Am Yisrael as being many as the grains of the sand. If we know from Avram Avinu, Avram was promised, "Vayazaracha ke'afar aretz," let your children be like the dirt or the dust or the dirt of the ground. And here, this pasuk is referring to Am Yisrael as being like sand, kechol hayam. So, what is there a difference? Meaning, there is a difference between dirt and sand, but is there a significant difference to them? So, the Meshech Chachma actually points out something about the difference between dirt particles and sand. When it comes to dirt particles, they all come together and form one great clump. The sand particles, more or less, each one stands alone. And dirt fits whatever it's on. If it's on a floor, on a hill, whatever it is, it fills that hole. It's rather, you might say it's subservient. It just gets tread upon, that people walk on it and step on it, and that's what happens to dirt. It's there to be stood on. On the other hand, sand, each grain of sand stands alone. And sand is viewed as more powerful, and sand has a role. What role does it have? Because we have the waves of the ocean come and hit the shore, and really the ocean is very powerful. And all the storms, you would think that the water would swallow up all the ground. There would constantly be flooding, and the ground would be taken over by the mayim. But we know that doesn't, it happens when it happens a little bit, it's a disaster. But the way of life for us is that the ground stays ground and the water stays water. And that's because the sand has the role of preventing the ocean from overriding the earth. Because you would think that the ocean should engulf the earth, but it's the sand is there to stop that. So says the Meshech Chachma, in the time of Avram Avinu, Avram had a vision. What was Am Yisrael's role? Avram's role was to spread monotheism to the world. So what did he view? Well, we'll make a nation here in Eretz Yisrael, and all the nations will come, and they'll be so inspired by the way we worship Hashem that they'll take it back wherever they go, and that way monotheism will come to the world. So the way we have to be is we have to be like Afara Aretz. We'll be here on the ground. They'll come tread on us here in Eretz Yisrael. But that way it will end up going back to the rest of the world because we are all hosting them here. But really the world, he is a rather humanist view that everyone all together in this together, all the nations is one giant nation. And meaning he viewed a role of spreading monotheism, but the goal was that everybody's going to come and be Ovid Hashem together here in Eretz Yisrael. And that is how the word and the message will get back to everybody else in Chutz Laretz. On the other hand, comes Yaakov Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu has 12 kids. 12 kids means a lot of grandkids and a lot of great-grandkids. All of a sudden, and we can continue the message that the Avos want us to have all on our own. Meaning, first we have to make sure that Am Yisrael stays from, and Am Yisrael fulfills their role. Then, if Am Yisrael is strong and proper enough, the message can be broadcast to the rest of the world without us having to host them and be the dirt for all of them. So therefore, we had to become grains of sand. Grains of sand that stand up to the flow and the waves and the storms of everyone around of us. Everyone who is always trying to get us to assimilate and join us. No, we have to stand up against that tide and be able to be strong. Which is why when Yaakov is fleeing Esav, and he davens, he doesn't want to be mitbolel in Esav, he wants to be a goy mitzuyan v'nifrad mimenu. So the pasuk says, all of a sudden Yaakov says, Ata amarta v'samti et zaracha kechol hayom. Make me like the grains of sand. As opposed to Avram, who was v'yazaracha ka'afara aretz. And we want all the nations to come and visit us here in Eretz Yisrael. Vani, you know, we say vani nafshi ka'afar l'kol tiyeh, that we want to be like dirt. We want everybody to come and step on us, and that's fine, because that's how they'll come and daven here, and they'll learn, and they'll take it back to their places. They'll take the monotheism back. No, now we don't need them to come visit. Now we can just be the light unto the nations by ourselves. We can be who we are. We'll worship Avodah Hashem the way we're supposed to, and that we can send out the message to everybody else just by virtue of ourselves being strong, ourselves being able to stand up to the waves of everybody else who wants to change us and wants to get rid of us. And therefore, when the bracha of Am Yisrael not being counted, of Am Yisrael growing so much to multiply, should now be instead of like the dirt of the earth, but now to be like the grains of sand. Because we don't need to be far from everybody and then invite them here to come stand on us, quote-unquote. But we can be like sand. We can maintain our identity for all to see and thereby spread the message of Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah to the rest of the world. Shkai.